Joe's video diatribe included angry tirades against rich students and what he called their debauchery and hedonistic needs. The video contained pictures of Joe posing with two handguns. The video rant was often rambling, incoherent, and at times profane, with Joe blaming others for his anger and frustration.
You had 100 billion chances and ways to have avoided today, but you decided to spill my blood. You forced me into a corner and gave me only one option. The decision was yours. Now you have blood on your hands that will never wash off.
Police said the video offered little new from what they already had learned about Joe's troubled outlook on life and society. Criminal profiler Pat Brown told CBS Television that Joe's video provided insight into the mind of a mass killer.
What he's shown in this video is indeed he's a psychopath. He has very grandiose thinking. He's glorifying himself. He justifies what he does, and this is for himself, not actually for other people.
Joe sent the video packet to NBC News in New York. Investigators believe he mailed the package in between the two shooting incidents on Monday. NBC decided to air excerpts of the video after turning over the material to law enforcement officials. Virginia State Police Superintendent Steve Flaherty told a news conference at Virginia Tech he was disappointed that NBC had decided to air the video.
The victims of the family, the entire university campus, and even the international community have certainly been afflicted by these horrific events and this horrific tragedy and this intense media attention. I'm sorry that you were all exposed to these images.
Virginia Tech student Jonathan Brown was among those upset at seeing Joe's video confession.
I think it's really sick that he would do something like that.
NBC officials said they debated whether to air Joe's video diatribe, but in the end they decided to go ahead. NBC Today show co-host Meredith Vieira defended the decision to air Joe's video on Thursday's program.
What was contained in that rambling and hate-filled manifesto was not taken lightly. It was not made quickly. And we understand that this is going to be seen as devastating to many people who lost loved ones in this shooting.
Some criminal experts have expressed concern that Joe video could encourage similar acts of violence elsewhere. In the video, Joe referred to the two students responsible for the massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado in 1999. That killed 12 students and a teacher. Several universities tightened security this week in the wake of the Virginia Tech shootings, and several bomb scares were reported at colleges and universities around the country. Jack Levin is a criminologist who specializes in mass killers at Northeastern University in Boston.
You know, the copycat effect in school violence is alive and well, unfortunately, and it feeds on the attention that we give these school shootings.
In the wake of the shootings and now the disturbing video from the gunman, the Virginia Tech community and the rural town of Blacksburg are struggling to come to grips with the tragedy. VOA's Brian Padden spoke to longtime local resident John LeMasters.
We assumed that our town was a safe place. We assumed that our university was a safe place. And that morning, just all of those assumptions were shattered.
Restaurant owner Renee Gilley said the healing process would take time.
We're all affiliated some way or another with the university. And when this horrific event happened, it affected each one of us. And we're all trying to, in our own way, do some sort of healing.
University officials said Thursday those students who died in Monday's shooting spree would be awarded their degrees posthumously during commencement exercises later this year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.